I'm a much bigger believer in carrots and not sticks. And if, you know, you encourage people to go in a certain direction, if they want to go in a different direction, they absolutely have the right to do that.
What the secretary called encouragement, his critics saw as coercion.
The states went along with Race to the Top because they were all broke.
You're saying the states were bought?
Yes, of course.
During the Race to the Top competition, a coalition of states released the Common Core state standards. These were developed with money from private foundations, not federal dollars. 45 states and the District of Columbia adopted them.
If you adopt the Common Core, you are much more likely to get Race to the Top grants, much more likely to get a temporary conditional waiver. And that puts the secretary in the business of starting to drive national standards and perhaps national tests and national curriculum. We don't want that.
The Common Core is not curriculum. It's up to individual states to develop how and what to teach. But Duncan's education department has funded the development of Common Core tests to the tune of about $350 million.
I believe this new generation of assessments is an absolute game changer for American education.
Duncan's critics say he went too far when he financed the tests.
The law is very clear that that no agent of the U.S. government may do anything to direct, control, or supervise curriculum and instruction.
Testing is not curriculum.
No, it's not, but it controls curriculum. Testing, what is tested is what gets taught. Everybody knows that.